when you guys get drunk and maybe hop on your phone, whether it's like a DM or a phone call, are the results often good, or are they bad, or are they okay? Like last time you were drunk and you were on your phone, was it something you regretted doing? Like, maybe did you make a purchase, or did you call somebody, like an ex, or...
I've been really good as of late. I've done none of those things.
I mean, I'll post, like, selfies, but, like, I don't really, like...
Okay. No, that's good, though.
It's not
There's nothing
super,
wrong.
It's not bad or anything, but sometimes I, like, look at them, I'm like, bah, it's, like, a little cringy, but I'm like, whatever.
I
post selfies when I'm sober, but for some reason, when I post them when I'm drunk, I'm like, ooh.
I used to go shopping online, and that was a mistake.
But see, like, that might be a mistake, but that's not the worst thing that you could do. I hung out on Saturday night. I was a little buzzed, and I ended up getting into a fight with my wife, so I walked. I ended up walking home. And instead
of, no! Did you get kicked out of the car?
Yeah, and then instead of walking home, because it was like a half a mile, three quarters of a mile, I went to the local Mexican restaurant right down the road, and I just bellied up to the bar and drank like three or four more Coronas and had some chips and salsa. I ran into some listeners, by the way. What's up? Kind of an awkward meeting.
Did they bring you home?
They did.
Wait, did they really?
Yes, they're actually my neighbors, which is kind of weird. They live like 10 houses down. I didn't realize that, but they actually live right down the road. So that's cool. Nice way to meet your neighbors when you're drunk.
So Lindsay was literally mad at you. He was like, get out. And then you just like got out on the side of the road.
Yeah, I was like, fine, whatever. And then I was a jerk because I didn't answer my phone. She was looking for me. So the reason I bring all this up.
I mean, we are just really like passing by this fight.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have not even heard about this.
We could get into the fight later, but the whole reason I brought this up is I was drinking and I drank some more because I was just upset at the whole situation. And maybe it was liquid courage. I've done this before, but if you didn't know, if you haven't heard in the show, I don't think Mackenzie has, 12 years ago or so, almost 13, when my dad passed away, I was 21, and this guy comes up to me at the viewing, and we're standing by the casket just talking to everybody and doing that. And this guy has this kid with him, and never seen him before, but it could have been one of my dad's coworkers for all I knew. And he's like, hey, I'm your half-brother. And I was like, you're what?
This is like the stuff Lifetime movies are made of.
No doubt about it. And then like he introduced the kid, like he told the kid that we were related. I'm like, I don't even know you, kid. This guy's crazy.
Did he look like you?
I didn't think so at first, but the more I see photos, this guy's wife back in the day after this incident went down sent me all these photos, gave me all these stories, and I look at him, and then I look at old photos of my dad, and I'm like, there could be a resemblance in the eyebrows and just the facial structure. I'm like, maybe. And long story short, it comes to find out that there's this woman that got pregnant, and I don't want to disparage her, this guy's mom, but I think she was with multiple guys in the same night, so there's a possibility it could be different guys, and they were my dad and some other of his buddies. I don't know if they were all with it at the same time or just different times throughout the night. I don't know all the details. This is way, way long ago, like in the 60s or 70s. But they did, I guess, back in the day, I believe, a blood test. And with this blood test, it came out inconclusive, which it's blood. I don't think, and this is where if you know anything, 833-563-2539, I don't think blood tests back in the day are anywhere as close as to what like DNA tests are nowadays. And I could be wrong, but just because a blood test says that you're not the father, does that mean that you couldn't actually be the father? Because we all have different blood types. Like Mackenzie, you could have a different blood type than Lulu. You're still her mom.
Right.
You know that,
but
right?
They can tell from DNA testing.
So my point is, I got drunk again, after this fight with my wife, and I hopped on my phone, and I just saw the guy, he posted something on Facebook, and I've not talked to this guy in a year or two, reached out, because my brother reached out to him and said, hey, we did some DNA testing, like Ancestry.com or 23andMe, and we have all of our results. Maybe you could do it. Because I want resolution. I want to know if I have a half-brother. Doesn't mean we have to have a relationship, but I'd like to know. For this poor guy, never knowing who his dad is, and if his dad was my dad, well, he never got to meet him because he's dead now. Just closure, and he ended up telling us, because my brother reached out with all the stuff and he went silent. Well, come to find out, at that exact same time, he was going through divorce and now he's divorced. So he's like, sorry, I got really sidetracked with the whole divorce process.
Sure.
But we had a back and forth conversation. It was actually really good. When I was drunk, at least I'm reading it right now, it looks like it was good. And he's going to get the DNA testing done too. So we will find out conclusively if he follows through, hopefully within 6 to 7 weeks, if we are actually related or not.
So you're not a hundo that he is your half-brother.
I'm not, but I have a gut feeling that he's my half-brother.
He just went to the funeral just in case. that was his dad.
Well, he was told, like, once again, I don't know, my family probably shadowed and didn't want to tell me stuff, and nobody really wants to talk about, especially back in the day, like a child out of wedlock and all these different things. And it was also weird because, like I said, there were three or four guys that I think in the same night or weekend were with her.
Wow. What does your brother think about this?
We want to know. I mean, we want to know.
Your brother. That's like your biological
brother. Yeah, my biological brother, we talked. My rest of my family is kind of quiet about it. So it's like,
Does your mom acknowledge him?
She doesn't know. Like, she doesn't really say much. My parents were never together. Like, my whole life, they were on and off for like 20-something years. They were never married. But I don't know. I feel like she kind of is hush-hush about it. She's not totally saying, like, don't talk to him. But it's just an interesting thing. I want it almost more for this guy than me. It's like, wouldn't you want to know who your mom or dad is? Even if they're dead, you at least have a closure. Like, okay, that's who my person is.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but maybe not. I feel like people are different and you can't. If someone doesn't want to know that and they're fine living their life without knowing that, then it's maybe don't push it on to them.
Okay. Well, and like I said, I'm not going to be like, oh, we're half brothers. We have to be having a conversation. Maybe we could, though. Maybe I don't have a lot of family. So who knows? There could be some family out there. Hey, Josh, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What did you want to say?
I was just responding to your question about DNA tests. The way they do it, it's not based off of blood. It's actually, they look at the chromosomes in the blood and compare the DNA strand so see if they match up.
So if even back in the day, Josh, we're talking like the 70s, probably when this went down.
Yeah.
If it's inconclusive, what would you say that means?
Inconclusive that it's a match or that it's not a match?
I'll try to read through this guy's message again. He just said, like, because he doesn't even know either. He just said, yeah, the test reference from the 70s came back as non-conclusive, whatever that means. So I don't know. That's what he said. So the test
non-conclusive would mean that they actually didn't know. I mean, especially back in those days, I can't speak for DNA tests back in those days.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a good idea to get another test nowadays, especially if it was inconclusive.
Did you do any kind of testing, Josh? Like, how do you know about this stuff?
My fiance, we did a paternity test for our child, and the way they test it is they'll check the blood and see. This was not for to check if it was mine or not. It was just to see the gender. But when they do that, they actually take the mother's blood and they will check for the chromosomes. If a mother has any male chromosomes in her blood, then it's a boy. And if she only has female chromosomes in her blood, then it's a girl. So that's one way that they check for gender.
See, I was getting excited for a second there. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I went on Mari.
You are not.
But you are. All right, that's good. Hey, thanks for sharing, Josh, and congratulations on that little bundle of joy. Well, we'll wrap it up with Morgan real quick. Morgan, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up? What'd you want to say?
Hey, guys. So I recently found out I have a long-lost cousin because her son did DNA testing and my aunt came up as a match.
Wow.
Yeah. And she found her on Facebook and said, why are we a match? And we found out my uncle had a love child with his high school girlfriend.
Whoa, juicy. So are you guys going to, like, hang out or get to know each other at all?
They live in Pittsburgh, so we haven't met yet. But,
do you want to?
We're all on Facebook.
Okay, that's wild.
Dang, see, you never know. Like, DNA don't lie.
Do you feel like you could have more half-siblings?
I don't know. My dad used to get around, but I don't know if he was dipping the pen in all the ink. I don't know.
Hey, I'm thankful for all this stuff because my ex, his mom, had another sister that she never knew of. You guys remember Aunt Rhonda?
Yeah, Aunt Rhonda. Love Aunt Rhonda.
That's the one with the furry kid. Yeah. So if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have the furry kid.
All right. Well, yay for Aunt Rhonda and the furries. Rhonda. I appreciate you. Yeah.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
So coming up next, McKenzie, we want you to call in at 833-563-2539 and just kind of tell us one thing about what?
One thing you did that changed your life. It can be little. It can be big. It could have to do with your diet. It could have to do with your job, a way of life. But we want to know one thing you did. You took that step forward and you're like, my life changed.
If you have anything about like how you changed and became rich, I would like to hear that one.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. We'll get to you after Maroon 5 Memories. Thanks so much for listening. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.